Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we begin a series I'm calling Sacred Rebuke. Now, let me tell you what this is not. This isn't me ranting. It isn't me yelling at the world. A sacred rebuke is different. It's truth spoken in love. It's correction that realigns you with who you really are. It stings, yes, but not to punish. It stings to wake you up, to call you back, to tune your life to the frequency of truth. Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." When God corrects us, it rarely feels good in the moment. It can sting. It can break our pride. But Scripture reminds us that correction isn't meant to crush us. It's meant to produce fruit, a harvest of righteousness, a harvest of peace. That's the heart of a sacred rebuke. It feels sharp at first, but in time, it leads to wholeness. Years ago, I had a mentor look me dead in the eye and say, "Tina, you are undercharging because you don't believe in your own value. And as long as you keep doing this, you will never step into the fullness of what God gave you." Do you know how that landed? Like a punch in the gut. My ego wanted to argue, to list all of my reasons. I thought I was being fair. I thought I was being generous. But the truth? She was right. I was hiding behind those excuses because deep down, I didn't believe in my worth. That rebuke cuts deep, but it also cut away illusion. It was the moment I understood, if I want the fullness of what God put in me, I have to face myself. And that's what a sacred rebuke does. Sometimes rebuke doesn't come from mentors. Sometimes it comes from life itself. For all of my life, my mom battled addiction. And I wasn't always compassionate about it. In fact, as a teenager, I asked my dad, why didn't he just leave her? I couldn't understand how he could stay. Years later, after my father passed away, I tried to be there for her, and it was hard. There were days I felt frustrated, heavy, even resentful. And then one day, my mother looked at me and she said, "I know you wish it was me. I know you wish I died instead of him." Those words stopped me cold. They shattered me. Because in that moment, I had to face myself. I had to face the part of me that hadn't been compassionate, the part of me that had judged her pain. From that day forward, I vowed to be a better daughter, not to excuse her choices, but to stop carrying judgment that wasn't mine to bear. And you know what happened? My mom became my best friend. She was still imperfect. still struggling, but she taught me compassion. People credit my success to my dad. And yes, my dad was my hero. But my compassion, my ability to lead with empathy, my heart for people, that came from my mom. Her rebuke in that raw moment changed me. Both of those moments, with my mentor and with my mom, were sacred rebukes. They weren't easy to hear. They broke my pride. They stripped away illusion. But they also called me higher. They gave me access to parts of myself I could have missed. That's the power of a sacred rebuke. It hurts, but it heals. Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Correction rarely feels good in the moment, but it brings us back into alignment with God. And sometimes the rebuke isn't about what someone else is doing wrong. It's about the judgment living inside us. I'll be honest. For years, I judged my mother, her addictions, her struggles, her choices. In my mind, I had every right to. But judgment is not love, and judgment is not alignment with Scripture. Matthew 7:1-2 says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Every time I stood in judgment of my mother, I was stepping further away from Source. Because judgment builds walls. It cuts off compassion. And compassion is one of the purest reflections of God's nature. Romans 2:4 asks us, "Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance?" Notice, it is kindness, not condemnation, that brings transformation. So when I judged my mother, I was out of alignment with the very scripture I claimed to honor. And here's the truth. Many of us are doing the same thing, judging others for their sins, their politics, their choices, their struggles, believing that judgment somehow elevates us. But the more we stand in judgment, the farther we drift from Source. Rebuke doesn't always come as God saying, "Stop what you're doing." Sometimes the rebuke is life holding up a mirror and saying, "Look at how your judgment is keeping you from love." That's what happened to me with my mother, and it's why this series is so important. Because sacred rebuke calls us back, away from judgment, away from illusion, back into compassion, back into love, back into Source. Metaphysically, a rebuke is like an energetic tuning fork. When you're out of alignment, when your vibration drifts into judgment, fear, resentment, or illusion, rebuke shows up to correct the frequency. It can arrive through words, through circumstances, or through a piercing realization that makes you stop and look at yourself. And here's the truth. The sting you feel isn't punishment. The sting is resonance, breaking through resistance. Judgment, in metaphysical terms, is separation. The moment we judge, we split ourselves off from love. We step out of oneness with Source. Every time I judged my mother, I was reinforcing the belief that she was broken, And in doing so, I was affirming brokenness in myself. Because you see, out there is always reflecting what you're vibrating in here. Neville Goddard teaches that imagination creates reality. If I hold someone in judgment, my imagination is feeding a reality where condemnation is stronger than compassion, and that reality becomes my experience. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us, man sees first his failure or success, his joy or sorrow, before it manifests in the external world. When I looked at my mother through judgment, all I could see was failure and sorrow. When I shifted into compassion, I began to see her and myself through the eyes of love. That shift was a sacred rebuke of my own inner vibration. So rebuke isn't about punishment. It's a frequency correction, an energetic realignment. It pulls us back from separation into oneness, back from illusion into truth, back from judgment into compassion. And when we accept that correction, we don't just change how we see others, we change the entire field we're radiating. We become aligned. We become whole. So here's the invitation. Rebuke isn't just about God or life correcting you from the outside. It's about asking yourself, where am I out of tune? Where am I holding judgment, fear, or illusion that is pulling me away from love? This is where reflection matters, because if we never stop to look, we'll keep repeating the same patterns, the same judgments, the same illusions. But when we allow sacred rebuke to pierce us and then reflect on it, that's where transformation happens. So now I want to journal. Take a deep breath in. Hold it, and then let it out. So let's start with these journal prompts. And remember, no judgment, no self-editing. Just be real with yourself so that you can start a transformation. Number one, where am I mistaking rebuke for rejection? Think back to a moment when someone corrected you or when life handed you a hard truth. Did you receive it as punishment or an opportunity to grow? Number two, where am I standing in judgment right now? It could be towards a person, a situation, a political view, even yourself. Write it down honestly. Who or what am I condemning? And how is that judgment separating me from compassion? Number three, what is this judgment costing me? Ask yourself, every time I judge, what fruit is that producing in my life? Am I harvesting peace or more anger? Separation and unrest. Number four, what would compassion look like here? If I shift from judgment to compassion, if I chose to see through the eyes of Source, how would this person, this situation, or even myself appear differently? Number five, where is life holding up a mirror? Is there a rebuke happening right now through conflict, disappointment, or even silence that is actually a call to look at myself? Number six, am I willing to welcome correction as love. Write down one place where you're ready to say, yes, I accept this rebuke as guidance, not punishment. So I want you to take another deep breath in. Hold it. And then let it out. Now say these aloud if you can, or whisper them in your heart. I welcome truth, even when it stings, because truth sets me free. I release judgment of myself and of others, and I return to love. Every correction I receive is evidence of source love for me. Compassion flows through me. I choose to see through the eyes of God. I am aligned. I am whole. I am tuned to the frequency of truth. Now close your eyes and take another deep breath if you can. Imagine yourself standing in front of a mirror. At first, the reflection is cloudy, distorted by judgment, fear, or illusion. You can see shadows clinging to the image. Now imagine a wave of light, like a tuning fork's vibration, sweeping over the glass. With each vibration, the distortions dissolve. The shadows fall away. The image in the mirror becomes clear, radiant, whole. As you gaze into the mirror, you no longer see judgment. You see compassion. You see the eyes of Source looking back at you. Kind, patient, unwavering. Let that vision sink in. You're not being punished. You are being realigned. This is love tuning you back to your true self. Now take one more deep breath, and as you open your eyes, carry that clarity with you. So hear me when I say this. A sacred rebuke is not about shame. It's not about condemnation. It's not about punishment. It's about love. When my mentor told me I was undercharging, it stung. But that sting woke me up to my worth. When my mother said, I know you wish it was me instead of him, it pierced me. But that piercing opened me to compassion. Those moments hurt in the moment, but they produced fruit. The harvest Hebrews 12:11 speaks about. They produced peace. They produced righteousness. They produced wholeness. So if you feel the sting of correction right now from a person, from life circumstances, even from the spirit within you, don't run from it. Don't armor up. Don't label it as rejection. Ask yourself instead, what if this is love? What if this is Source tuning me back to the truth? Because the very place you want to resist may be the exact place where your compassion is born, where your sovereignty is formed, where your next level is waiting. And that's what this series is about. Over the coming days, we're going to explore rebuke in all its forms, in politics, in history, in our personal lives, in our spiritual walk, not to rant, but to realign, not to condemn, but to call us higher. So I invite you, stay with me in this. Let the sting become your teacher. Let the rebuke become your oil. And as always, if you want to go deeper, come join me inside our community at happyhealthywholerich.com, a space where we don't just talk about truth, we live it. Until tomorrow, remember this, rebuke is love, and love is always calling you home. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. In truth, in compassion, and in love. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.